Welcome everybody to another episode of the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're going to look at the letter I, so it's all about inspiration, who inspires you. Do you mind tell us who inspired you growing up and why you think this is such an important thing?
Thank you, Connor, for that lovely introduction. I've never asked a writer, you know, who inspires you, and they don't know. They've always got somebody. And it's a beautiful thing because we don't have to recreate the wheel. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. You watch those people who have done it and you study them and you know, watch their videos. I'd ask writers to study them, you know. And even last thing at night, rather, you can watch a horror movie at night time and you'll wake up scared and, you know, terrified, or hear bad, you know, news or something that's not, doesn't vibrate well. And if you watch your top riders or be your own hero, watch your own best rounds going to sleep, you'll wake up excited, you'll wake up elated, because you're feeding your subconscious mind with the best of your riding and the best of your hero's riding. Yeah. So being inspired, and watch the, you know, as often as you can when you're at shows, if they're there, watch them, you know, watch their body, watch how they hold themselves, watch their position, watch their pace, watch, you know, their whole professionalism, because they've spent thousands and thousands of hours to get to where they are. And they have spent, you know, so much time studying their heroes, but it's so important because we'll fast track results. The more you can imagine yourself riding like them, sitting like them, your hands like them, your position like them, your legs like them, how much your focus is like them, the quicker you can get those results. It's such a simple but so useful technique. And when it's used and you're aware of it and you build it into your routine, it becomes so much better.
Like what it strikes me is, do you know, people say, oh, you should visualize what you want.
Yes.
And it's very hard to visualize something that's come out there that you've never achieved. But if you see someone else doing it, or you're a role model, then you're able to look at it and go, oh, yeah, that's what I should do. I should, and really study what they're doing right, what they're doing great.
100%.
And can I visualize myself being that person?
Yeah, 100%. A writer only yesterday told me that she was very competitive in the jump off. She amazed herself because through working together, you know, I asked her to study her role model last thing at night, first thing in the morning, and watch her own best rounds. But she said her rose so fast like him. She said it was incredible. She just shocked herself because she rode pace like him. And like, that's happened so many times. You know, when riders would say, I'm really feeling strong in my core, like this rider or that rider. And it's a beautiful thing, you know. And there was one lady rider, and I actually said it to her. I said, you know, have you no idea how many riders would talk about you and be inspired by you? You know, I just wanted to share that bit of beautiful compliment to her, because she's an inspiration. And, you know, so many people would emulate her, you know. So, and it's good to know, because whenever your time you ride to, you're on show. So to have your best, your own best, you know, do your best, because there's always somebody younger watching you. You know, you're a hero to somebody as well. So be aware of that, like on your standards. However, the more you can emulate and study the best, the quicker you're going to become the best.
Yeah. So in your case, growing up, actually, was it Eddie Macken you said was your hero?
Eddie
Macken. What kind of things would you do, or how would you mimic him, or try and emulate him?
You know, we'd watched him, we'd, and then there was some other writer. We just watched him as much as we could, and then there was some other writers. There was Michael Matz, is another famous writer, Connor, and John Amon and I. We actually wore out the tape watching. He did an exercise and he won this class, and we just could not stop watching it. No, we wore out. It wasn't like videos like now. Like, it was a cassette you put in the TV and into a machine. And it was amazing. We wore it out. We went watch it over and over and over and over again. Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing, actually. But I think we all need a hero or something to aspire to, or, you know.
Yeah, 100%. And it's my job to keep, you know, and to keep saying, remember to ride like, you know, this rider, that rider, and sit and be the leader and be strong and be committed and focused and, you know, every aspect. And then, because if you watch too many writers, you're picking up, you know, of course you can learn from every writer, but if you pick a specific one that you really like, you'll become that writer, you become writing like that person, you'd be amazed because the brain is fed this information. You'll find yourself sitting taller and your hands will be in the position they have, and you'll just fast track your own writing to be like them. Yeah. It's just, the psychology is very, very simple. You know, what we feed ourselves, we become, and the subconscious has to be fed, like, can be fed black or white. Like, if you feed it the good stuff will come out. Yeah. And it's aware, because in this day and age, you know, time and the way our phones can get us distracted, we can lose time like that. But if you watch, decide, you know what, I'm going to watch 3 rounds of my hero's round and pick my own best round to be inspired by myself, you know, when you ride well, because sometimes we think that, oh, it's not me, but you forget how well, you know, you've done yourself and how far you've come. So you have to keep seeing the hero within you. Yeah. And as you see the hero within you, you then look at another hero. So you're constantly uplifting your spirit, your energy, and building that momentum, all to do with confidence. And confidence is a multitude of skills that we talked about self-love, but the more you love watching your hero, the more you love watching yourself as your own hero and stop any self-criticism and see all the good, then when you get to compete, it will just come naturally.
Yeah, and I think what heroes do as well is they push us further than we ever thought we could. So whether it was the 4-minute mile back in the day, like, no one thought the four minute mile could be broken. And once one person did it, 20 people did it the year later, something like that.
Roger Bannister.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know if there's an equivalent to that in equestrian sport.
Yeah, well, this is such a unique sport, because it's not like, you always have to depend on an animal, and an animal then isn't going to last a lifetime of the rider's time. So sometimes, you know, horses have incredible results, and then the rider has to get another animal and go again. So it's never ending. And that's what's inspiring too, how the top riders can keep going and keep getting animals, and their belief and their certainty that they're going to get another good one, another good one, another good one. That's equally as inspiring, how they can stay at the top.
Yeah. Anything else you think is important for people to know around inspiration?
Yeah, also, you know, your team, be inspired by your team, you know, acknowledge, you know, it's very important to have a really, you know, to acknowledge who's helping you, and that if it's your parents that brought you to all those lessons years ago, like, be inspired by your early inspirers too, and be thankful for them, because they wouldn't have, and you wouldn't have the team, you wouldn't be able to compete if you didn't have the team around you. So be, you know, really watch all the details that make it all happen, because everyone is an expert in their field, and, you know, be inspired and be grateful for all the small things that make the big wins happen.
Like, I think when you get inspired and you admire other people and how they do things, it makes it a lot easier to do the hard, what seems like hard work, to put in those hours and say, I really want to be like such and such a person. Whereas if you just think, oh, I'm just doing it for myself, and you can't really see yourself anyway. So it's by following someone else's example, you really can embed it in your subconscious.
Absolutely. If you're watching Ryder give a clinic and give a demonstration, and they talk, you know, you have to repeat it over and over, repeat this exercise, repeat this transition. And when you hear that and hear them speak, you say, oh yeah, I must keep doing it. Sure, this is part of the progress. This is part of the process. Mm-hmm. It's not just about getting the result in the ring. It's all in the preparation. And all these heroes, it's fantastic now, the amount of information that's out there, and the more you can study again, the top, the quicker you're going to get to that level. And even, and the top are always looking at everyone else. Like, they're all learning from each other. It's a very, you know, unique sport when they're, you know, flatting during the week and early days of the shows. They're all, you know, friends and asking and learning and sharing. It's a, you know, so how you ask me anything else, ask questions, you know, ask, like, just ask people who you're inspired by, or ask your comrades, and never stop learning. We cover a lot of that when we get to K, but that's some knowledge. But it's keep looking to get knowledge and wisdom, but inspiration. And inspired is in spirit, like inspired means get excited.
Yes, exactly. And I think ask people questions. People love helping. If you come genuinely looking and ask questions, absolutely, they love to help.
Like, yes. Yeah. And sometimes people haven't, you know, they might be intimidated, but it's a wonderful sport. You know, everybody will help if you ask.
Yeah. I was just laughing there at the thought of you wearing out the tape with your brothers. But you're right, like everything is so freely available now. Everything's on YouTube, everything's, you know, online. But like when you and me grew up, there was only VHS tapes and very little public broadcasting and stuff.
Yeah.
So I remember when I was growing up, I was also into basketball and loved NBA, probably because of a teacher in school who never stopped talking about Larry Bird and Magic Johnson at the time. And I remember I managed to convince him to give me a copy of two NBA games. And like you, I think I watched it 20,000 times and like it literally started to become fuzzy and wore out the tape as well. So it's funny like how we can use that. But I studied every move of every player and what they did and how I could do. So we're blessed in this age actually to have access to
lucky,
so much.
Connor, so lucky, yeah. It's just so there. But it's becoming aware. So what, you know, the words I'm speaking, like it's awareness, but follow through, like make a time, make a schedule each day to watch stuff that will help you, you know, because we can get distracted so easily on stuff that's nothing to do with a sport or it's nothing to do with getting better. Yeah. But be inspired and use the knowledge, use, like the information is so good out there, but the thing now is you need discipline to watch it.
Yeah, it's so almost much. An information overload in some ways.
Oh, completely, yeah. Connor. Yeah, so be decisive in who you watch and make it a daily practice.
Is there anything else that you'd like to help people with, or do you want to bring us into a meditation at this point?
Yeah, I'm just going to repeat it again, that to never underestimate the power of your heroes and be your own hero too. Don't underestimate what you've done. Like so many people are so critical of themselves, but when you look back and when you ride well, okay, maybe every jump wasn't the way you wanted it. And even your heroes, there might be jumps they didn't want, but it's through repetition of watching your own good rounds and then your heroes' rounds. And use it as stepping into their hat, boots, shoes, and imagine that you're on them. And just the last quick story, there was a rider that I asked him, you know, about this class, this competition, and what you want to do. He said that I don't think I can win because a very famous rider was jumping in the same class. And I said, just imagine you're riding, you know, just like him. You have his jod, boots, hat on, and you're just emulating him. And just picture that and imagine that and just feel that you're going into the warm-up, you're going into the ring and think like he'd think. And we chatted. I kind of brought him into a meditative state. And I was in Ireland, he was in America, and he rang me maybe 2 hours later to say he won the class.
Incredible, huh?
Yeah, it was a great story. Okay, so now I'm going to bring you into meditation. So again, this is your chance to bring peace and calmness and stillness to your mind and body. So breathing in calm, relaxing energy right into your lower diaphragm. Breathe out through your nose. Just like horses, in and out through your nose. Feeling your whole body relax from head to toe. Feeling your mind, your head, your neck, shoulders. Right arm, left foot. Right foot, right leg. Right hand, left hand. Feeling the calmness, feeling your fingers, feeling relaxed, your toes relax. Your upper body, lower body, double that feeling now and triple the feeling. Permission to let go. Permission to just hear the words and breathe calm, relaxing, peaceful energy. And in this lovely place, just tune into the awareness of being inspired by your heroes, being inspired by all those great riders, whether it's a number of them or whether it's only just one in particular. Think of that rider. He or she, how you admire, you respect, and you appreciate. This rider excites you, a rider, and you're really impressed. You get excited. You get so tuned in, tapped in to that feeling when you watch. And bring yourself to the last time you saw him or her, and what class it was, whether it was live or it was on live stream. You recorded it and rewatched it. Think about what you loved about him or her. Think about how they had the rhythm and how much they kept the pace and how accurate they were and how tall they sat, how they rode their distances, how they rode their numbers, how tall and how accurate and how disciplined and how consistent and kept that even pace and got their lines right and how smooth they were and how professional they were and how much they had everything so organized and prepared, and the admiration you have for them. And now picture yourself in their shoes and their boots, jot, and how you'd sit, and how imagine that you're them on your horse, and you're in that warm up and you're in that ring, and you have that aura about you, that confidence about you that they have, and you just picture yourself how they feel and how they think and how they sit on their horse, how they connect to their horse, how they ride each stride, how they jump each jump, how they're in their own zone, how they're so focused, how they're concentrated, how they're on up in that canter and that even pace, that balance as they ride from the first fence to the last fence. And you're wowed by them, you're in awe of them. Now imagine that's you on your horse, and you're in awe and you're wowed by yourself, and you remember when you rode so well, but you stay in that mindset that you're them, and you come out and you get ready to go back in again, or you're already in there and you jump the jump off course, or it's a power and speed. Just thinking, playing with that game of inspiration game, being inspired, having that sense of excitement as you watch them, and giving yourself promise that you're going to watch them daily. You're going to make this a habit so that you're going to feel that just like they did, and just like they probably continue to watch people they love. And they're going to embrace this from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, building this into your routine, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, feeling that excitement, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. You've got this, you've got this, you're just like them, you're just like them. 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, that's it. Well done, well done, well done. Great job.
Thank you, Jim, for another great meditation. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of Success at the Ring. Looking forward to next week, where we focus on the letter J, the journey.
Thank you, Connor. Look forward to it.